Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I'm here today with a special guest I've invited to come, John Goff. John is a brother who just lives down the road a piece. We record here in Ann Arbor, and he lives in Dexter, Michigan. He's a member of St. Joe's Parish, and I've gotten to know John because he's working. He and a number of guys have been pulling other guys from the parish together in a kind of men's group meeting on a weekly basis, helping each other really seek the Lord and to be accountable. And I'm just inspired by guys like that. I think it's great. I think it's important. And they're all busy men. You know, they all have jobs and careers and families and the rest of it, but they're really making hay in the kingdom. They're really going after the Lord and trying to be everything he desires them to be and to be docile to the Holy Spirit. So I've asked John to come and share his story with you because it's pretty amazing, some of the stuff that the Lord has done. Welcome, John.
Thank you, Peter. Great to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. So there's a lot probably we could talk about in terms of your life, but why don't you just give us a little background about who you are and your family and whatever. So
great. My wife and I, Sherry, have been married for 29 years. Truly, God brought her to me because at the point in my life, I was not the best person. Yeah. And our first 10 years were good, but at the same time, kind of a challenge. But he has blessed us with three beautiful children. Our oldest, Mackenzie, and Brianna is our second, and Joe is our third. 24, 20, and Joe was in eighth grade at 14 at St. Mary's in Pinckney. And blessed us with 29 wonderful years, but also gave us the challenges to help me break through some of my stubbornness as life has gone on.
You're stubborn?
Yes. <Yeah.
laughs> Tell us about what kind of work do you do?
I own a business, a financial planning business with three partners in Ann Arbor.
Okay. So were you really all your life, were you Catholic? Were you living the faith? And kind of what was your spiritual journey like?
Born and raised Catholic, mom and dad gave a fantastic example of how to be Catholic. When I hit college, it was, I'm free, and I stopped attending Mass and left. Only attended Mass when I went home, because mom and dad wouldn't have anything else but. So they set the base that I had to come to back to the church and to come back to trying to find our faith, my faith. Sherry and I met, and we married, and first 4 years were fantastic, and I think I got very distracted in my job and my work, and it became what I did, and my faith wasn't very strong, and it was in 2001, then Sherry and I went on a worldwide marriage encounter weekend that changed my life and changed our lives and brought us back to a relationship for us, but more importantly, we brought God into our relationship at that point. And the journey started me coming towards God and a faith to Jesus at that point to where today I just cannot get enough. I strive for being open to the Holy Spirit throughout the day to help me and guide me and give me the wisdom that I need.
How did that weekend, the Worldwide Encounter weekend, what did they do to help you draw closer? What happened on the weekend that kind of opened you up to the possibility of giving your life more to the Lord? And
well, we had a blessing on that weekend where a priest attended. So that on a weekend, there's three couples and a priest who present the weekend. But also, we had the blessing of being with a priest who was in attendance of the weekend. And he was remarkable. He's a chaplain in the army. And his desire and love for Jesus was so powerful. But he shared, and I guess, you know, being raised Catholic, and I think in the 1970s when I was being formed through catechesis and all those things, we were going through the, as a church, the transition, and I don't feel I got formed very well. So yes, I knew a sacrament existed. I didn't understand what that meant. And it was on that weekend that I started to see the power of a sacrament. And he gave a little presentation on how his bride, Jesus, and the Eucharist and the sacrament, and then tied it to the sacrament of marriage, and how the three of us, God, Sherry, and myself, are in a relationship together. And that, it just sparked in my heart an incredible desire to know more, to learn more, and to be closer to God. And what a beautiful thing, but to be able to have my wife, who I love dearly with everything, to join me on that journey. Mm-hmm. And at that point, you know, it was our 11 years into our marriage, we had not done that.
Yeah. How did, coming out of the weekend, how did your journey toward the Lord, deeper in the Lord together, how did that get concretely expressed?
Well, number one, we became involved in presenting team on the Worldwide Marriage Encounter Weekend.
So you got itself. Missionary.
We got missionary.
Okay, yeah.
I remember sitting during that weekend, I told Sherry, I said, there's no way in the world you're going to get me sitting up at that table. And then, yeah, we went to a presentation afterwards where they asked if we would consider becoming part of the team. And one of the persons stated, God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. Mm-hmm. And that resonated with me, and it has resonated with me ever since. And that things that I am doing today, I would have never, ever thought, ever, I would be doing what I'm doing today. And more importantly, that my pursuit for a relationship with Jesus, it wasn't part of my belief back in 1990 through 2000. It just wasn't what I was driving for.
Yeah, sure.
To see where I am today is just, God is amazing.
Yeah. How did entering the mission, what was it like for you, you know, beginning to do those weekends? It was a little shaky the first weekend. Were you a little nervous about the whole thing? How did it all happen? And, you know, because a lot of times guys don't, we might feel tremendously confident in different spheres of society, in business, sports, whatever, and we're just totally confident. But so often, Catholic men, when it comes to being a spiritual leader or a spiritual initiator, it's like we regress back to childhood or something, and I'm just a little altar boy, and I don't know what to do, and I you know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of fear, and men will not step into something where they're not sure what the outcome's going to be when they're just risking, you know, to try to make something happen, especially drawing people's lives toward God. And so they always, it's typical for a lot of men to kind of blow up out of proportion how hard it's going to be and how unqualified they are and how they're not good enough. And the rest of it, it just stops them from getting into the game. And also, sometimes I think they're afraid that, if I get too serious about this stuff, it's going to ruin my weekend. And it's just not going to be very fun. You know what I mean? It's not going to be enjoyable. And you find out just the opposite. So what did you experience through all that?
You nailed it. Yeah. I did not feel I was qualified. Who am I to sit in front of these people and share? And it was incredibly difficult to share, because on the weekend, what we're trying to... We're sharing our struggles that we have had. And first, one of the things that drove me closer to God during all of this was that Sherry and I had the ability to reconcile. And I was able to ask her to forgive me for the things I had done to her that were not right, that were wrong in our marriage. And just that forgiveness for each other was powerful. And if she had not been sitting next to me, there's no way... I believe, unless, you know, today, that whole process has given me the courage to let God allow me to sit and speak or talk, or sitting in this chair right now.
Yeah.
Again, 15 years ago, there's no way I think I would have ever been sitting in this chair. But the ability to allow what I've learned mostly from this whole process of the Worldwide Marriage Encounter is allowing God to lead. That first weekend that we presented, I was scared to death. And to sit and share something so personal was the most difficult thing I've ever done. But what I kept reflecting upon in the prayer that Sherry and I would pray is that, can we help another couple become better and stronger? And I wanted to help others become stronger and strengthen their sacrament. If they could get what Sherry and I got, that's what motivated me to say, okay, let me put my fears aside, let me put my stubbornness aside and sit up here and share my stories.
Would you say that very thing, couples willing to be transparent about their own weaknesses, failures, struggles, brokenness, is the key to what opens up other couples on those weekends?
100%.
Yeah.
And I think men more than women need to see that, to witness that. Because I remember on our weekend, I went through Friday night and Saturday with, why am I here? Why am I here? Why am I here?
Yeah.
Looking back on it, I know that God placed his hand on my heart Saturday night, and that's when I broke down, and mm-hmm. I was able to share with Sherry the deep thoughts that I have had and the deep thoughts that I have, my fears. As a man, I didn't want her to think I feared anything.
Right.
I didn't want her to see me as a weak person at anything. But I then realized after that weekend, she is my most trusted partner, and I can share anything with her. Mm-hmm. And for another man to hear that and see that sitting in that room, to break their walls down, to mm-hmm. trust in the woman that God put you with, is a huge difference in the marriage and their mm-hmm. lives together.
Yeah, no, that's really, really very encouraging. And I think there's so many things that human beings fear in moments like that, or contemplating being a part of a moment like that. But I think, again, men in particular, because it requires a certain, it requires a humility, it requires a vulnerability, it requires risk. I can't control outcomes here. I don't want to open up. I'm not even sure what's in there when I talk about opening up. I'm not sure what's all inside me. You know what I mean? Like, and we carry pain, we carry anger, we carry frustration, confusion, all these things inside us, and they're mm-hmm. often very bottled up,
yep.
and we're a little afraid about how to let those things out. I mean, is that something you saw on a regular basis there?
That is the theme, or the constant issue that exists. And even to get a man to say, yes, honey, I'll go on that weekend with you. Because in all the years that we still present the weekends, men are the ones predominantly who do not want to go.
Sure.
And when we start Friday night, boy, you can see it because the animosity sitting. Why am I in this room?
And you brought me here, and I'm not too happy about this right now.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
By the end of the weekend, it's a transformation that God places on their hearts, and it's just a powerful, beautiful thing to witness as God does his work through us to allow.
What would you want to say to men who might be listening to the program, who just say, wow, how did I end up listening to this today? Was God trying to speak to me? What would you want to say to them?
Say yes. Mm-hmm. Allow yourself to be vulnerable with your wife. And the Worldwide Marriage Encounter experience was a life-changing event for me and for many men and couples. And step into that and attend a weekend. Mm-hmm. Give that gift to your wife so that the two of you can become stronger together. And most importantly, incorporate God. Bring him closer to the two of you. Yeah. And that would be the best gift you could ever give your family.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Thanks, John, for sharing. Boy, the program goes by fast. Just recently, I was talking to one of my kids who's married about how easy it is to give the least amount of attention to the most important relationship in your life, short of God himself, which is your spouse.
Amen.
You know what I mean? To really, how often do we actually make an investment to go away on a weekend or do something special to guard the time, to work in the room? And I'm telling you, that's something you have to be vigilant on. I mean, there are times and seasons in our life where I was really good at it. Other times I wasn't. I was distracted on too many other kinds of things. And it is totally worth it to really invest in that relationship. Because as you said, Jesus is right in the middle of that relationship in a very unique way to help you come to a level of love and community and family that you'd never thought, and freedom that you never thought was possible. So, John, thanks for being with us today. John's going to be with us again tomorrow, friends. There's a lot more to his story. God really has reached out and touched and healed him in many ways, and I want him to be able to share it with you. Hope you can join us. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Peter Burak's new booklet, The Game Changer, in which he talks to us very clearly about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, especially to empower us to engage the mission of the church. That's a calling that's there for all the baptized. If you'd like this free booklet, you could call us at 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to our past episodes or subscribe to our podcast. God bless you.